Hi, this is Elliot Gould, and you're listening to KPFK, 90.7 FM in Los Angeles and 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara.
And welcome to KPFK's Arts in Review, celebrating the best in live theater and cabaret in the greater Los Angeles area. And I would love to introduce the lovely actress, Bruna Pacetti. Are you there?
Hello, I'm here. What a pleasure.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I have to ask you, how did you come across this play? I mean, yes.
That's a very good question. I've been always a fan of Clarice Lispector, the book author, The Hour of the Star. And I'm from Brazil originally. And when I came to Los Angeles, I thought that the story had a lot to do with Los Angeles and so many artists that are in search for their own hour of the star. And there's so many unheard voices, unseen talents, also so many people living under some circumstances that they do not understand. And I thought that this play could bring some light to those circumstances and to the beauty that there are in so many things that we often don't see as valuable. So I thought it would be a great cultural exchange between American audiences and Brazilian culture.
Brazilian novelist Clarice Lispector adapted the novel, and it's conceived and directed by Alex Tietra from the English translation by Pulitzer Prize-winning author, Lispector, and biographer Benjamin Moser. There's been a number of fingers in this.
Yes. Yeah. So The Hour of the Star is now actually trending in America, which makes me very happy. Somehow people have recently discovered Clarice Lispector here. So you can find a lot of book reviews online. And a great artist that often talks about the book and quotes it is Kate Blanchett. She's a big fan of Clarice Lispector, and she even quotes the book. So I'm very excited to bring this new eye through theater, because it's a solo show, so I'm performing six characters. It's a very new, interesting approach to this story, but also very entertaining, and with a lot of Brazilian elements on the stage. So I'm excited for people to watch and let us know how they feel about it, but I think it's going to be great.
Now it performs at 7 p.m. on July 25th, 26th, the 30th, the 31st, and August 1st. And they're all at 7 p.m. And this is at the Broadwater Black Box Theater, which is located at 6322 Santa Monica Boulevard, L.A. 90038. So you're still in rehearsal, I take it.
Yes, rehearsing until the last moment, just to be ready for everybody.
I'm interested. You do so many characters in this. Are they both men and women?
Yes, both men and women. And I'm also happy to share that we are doing this play in partnership with the Chekhov International Studio. So I've been studying with Marjorica. She's a great acting coach from Finland, but she has opened this studio here, and she has helped me through this character's development. And it's a very interesting approach, because they talk among themselves, but I'm the only actress, so it's definitely a bold choice and a very interesting and unique choice that we've done, which I think it makes even more interesting and artistic in certain ways.
Is it a one-act or a two-act play?
It's a one-actor show, so yeah, it's a challenge for sure.
What does it run, about 90 minutes?
No, it's actually a one-hour show.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's one-hour show, and, but yeah, so we want people to come and enjoy this 1 hour show that we are having, but they can come in earlier. We have some special programs for everybody who's coming. I've been signing all of them. So my idea is that people also have a great theater experience beyond the show, but also with the warm love of all our Brazilian team who's going to be welcoming everybody to the theater. So I think it's going to be overall a great night, a great evening for everybody who comes to join us.
Now, I saw you in Netflix's Monster, the Ed Gein story.
Yes.
And this play, do you don't do any costume changes, I take it, in the hour playing so many characters, do you?
Oh, that's such a good question. No, we have a costume that is very inspired on Brazil's Northeast culture, because the main characters are from the Northeast of Brazil, but they are supposed to fit, to serve all characters. So we have a lot of elements on the costume that relate to individual characters. So that's our approach. It's one costume for all of them, and then depending who I'm inviting, certain features are going to serve more one character than the other at that specific moment.
And you also do a lot of work yourself. You're developing an original musical theater project titled Bossa Nova the Show.
Yeah, I'm very proud of this one. We are doing this in support of Roberto Menescal. He's one of the big names in Brazil who's still alive from back in the days. He's a musician partner of Tom Jobim, Elis Regina. So he's supporting us in this project. And the idea is that we do this, we premiere here. We have gone for the rights of all songs, and those are great songs. And the idea is that we build this bridge between Brazil and America, because a lot of Bossa Nova history has to do with America as well, and
That's
how much
right.
they influenced each other. So I think it would be a great musical for specifically the American audience, given all the history, and also it's a great opportunity to bring other elements as an exchange, cultural exchange, for example, samba and all of that through music, dance. So it could be a new approach to theater that could be very interesting as well as we try to build this relationship between both countries.
Now, you've established yourself very much in Brazil. What brought you to Los Angeles?
Oh, I love this question. It's interesting because at first I didn't came to Los Angeles with the intention of staying, but life brought me this opportunity, and somehow I always had in the back of my mind the desire to, you know, work in Hollywood productions, probably because there's a lot of influence, Hollywood
Recording
influence
in
Brazil. So I wanted to do that, to try that out. And I've been very blessed. I found a lot of generosity here, a lot of opportunities. So I've been able to work in amazing productions with wonderful people just because the doors have been opened for me, and I'm very happy living in Los Angeles, to be honest. Yes, even though I love Brazil.
Well, you're a very versatile performer. You're an actress, an author, and a director, and you're a certified acting coach and a Portuguese translator of the international bestseller The Power of the Actor. So you've been very busy.
Yes, I like to create a lot. I think nowadays, if you can do more than just act, it can be helpful and support our artistic identity as well. So I get to choose the stories that I want to tell if I'm able to produce them and to make them happen. So that's but definitely it overloads a lot. It's more work that I get to do, but it's also very pleasant when it comes true, you know, like the Hour of the Star now, then we get to put it on stage and share with international audiences. It is so pleasant and so fulfilling.
Well, you're in rehearsal. Have you had an opportunity to perform for an audience? Any previews?
No previews. So the premiere is actually going to be our first audience interaction, and oh my gosh, I'm so excited and nervous about that. But I'm sure it's going to be great.
The first time you get in front of the audience, you're not going to know where the laughs are and aren't. Usually previews
Exactly,
help you do
exactly.
that.
Exactly. It's gonna be interesting because also I feel like there's a lot of things that I find funny that the director doesn't necessarily find them funny. So it's interesting how art can be so specific to each individual because some people relate to certain parts of the story because they can recognize themselves in it, and then they find it funny or more scary or sad than others. And I'm sure it's gonna be a different experience each time, and that's the beauty of theater as well, that it's never the same way because we are live there, and there's this energy exchange with the audience as well. We kind of breathe in together. So I'm coming open to receive that energy as well and do the best I can to make it a very enjoyable show for everybody and to honor our audience and this amazing story that Clarice Lispector wrote.
Is there a reason you're only doing five performances?
So at this very moment, this is what we were able to do, but we have a potential extension coming up, and I wanted to Yes, also travel with the show, bring it maybe to New York and the other coast, but also to Brazil. So I would love to do more performances. Yes, I have a trip coming up, but hopefully we're going to be able to do more performances. I'm really excited to see how the audience is going to take the show. And from there, we're going to probably create more opportunities. I would love to continue.
Well, while you're here, we're giving the KPFK an audience an opportunity to see you. All you have to do is pledge $50 for a pair of tickets. That's very fair and very reasonable. And that's to any of the five performances, I take it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
Y
good.
yes, to yes, exactly. To any of the performances. The premiere is we are sold out, but we've been saving a pair for the KPFK if someone wants
Oh, I thank you
to
very
to
much.
Yes, because this is very special to us and we really appreciate the opportunity to be talking about the show. And I promise this is a very special story, very touching, fun in certain ways. So I think it's going to be very entertaining and also a different take because we are bringing a lot of Brazilian culture to it. So it's different from everything that has been done, I believe. A lot of imagination, playful things, something that is poetic somehow. I don't want to give away too much, but it's very beautiful and unique in certain ways. So yes, I'm very excited to share this with everyone. I think it's going to be very, very special. It's one of the favorite, my favorite works of all time.
I didn't ask you this before, but is there music that runs through the show?
Oh, I love that question because there's one specific song that is mentioned in the story, but you're gonna see that there's a lot of rain sounds, and it's more like about noises and sounds because it has a lot to do with the story and the main character, Macabea. So there's not really a lot of Brazilian music in that sense, but on the costume and the stage design and set, also the way we are telling, choosing to tell this story, there's a lot of Brazilianness in it. And I'm very, very, very excited to share and to hear from especially international audiences how this comes across.
Well, I've been very happy to talk to you. I'm going to come see the show. I have spent my life as a musician playing bossa novas. It's almost been my career. So I'm looking forward to seeing this show. Anyway.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I want to thank you. I want to thank you for joining me, Bruna. And I want to remind everyone, this show runs July 25th, 26th, the 30th, the 31st, and August 1st at the Blackwater Black Box Theater, located at 60-22 Santa Monica Boulevard in L.A. So, donate. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, press 2. And I want to thank you very much, Bruna, and I look forward to seeing you at the theater.
Oh, thank you so much, Julio. It's going to be my pleasure to have you there, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you for your time and for this opportunity.
Thank you.
Well, you know,
see you soon.
I was just going to mention, Julio, that not only did you spend a lot of time playing bossa nova with the great Al Jarreau, but one of your audition songs for him was the theme for Black Orpheus,
yes,
which, of course, is iconic. What's also interesting to me about this is I am not familiar with Clarice Lispector, but she is a beloved Brazilian novelist. And this acclaimed novella, The Hour of the Star, as you were mentioning, Bruna embodies six different characters. And it also incorporates the works of Brazilian artists and Brazilian culture, sort of a dialogue between Brazilian and American audiences. And that seems very intriguing to me. I see that Bruna was also involved in hosting the LA Brazilian Film Festival, which I cover quite frequently. So this is very exciting. We're only asking a $50 pledge for a pair of tickets. And you have your choice of performance. It does open on the 25th, runs through the 1st. And what will happen is if you make your pledge of $50, we'll set you up with a pair of tickets. I'll call you back and run over this information with you because I know we're throwing a lot of dates and times and all that kind of stuff out there. But just know that it runs through the 25th through the 1st. And there are only 5 performances. So, and this is a smaller theater, very, very intimate. So call 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, press 2 for a pair of tickets to see Bruna Facchetti in The Hour of the Star.